The CDC's Tips from Former Smokers campaign uses real people, not actors, and the ads have been hard-hitting and graphic. The summer spots feature smokers who lost all their teeth to gum disease, a man whose smoking contributed to a stroke, and an Eau Claire woman whose premature baby was born weighing only 3 pounds. At a news conference, Amanda Brendon said her baby initially was kept in intensive care and continues to have health problems years later.
I did not get to hold her once she was born. At a young age, she developed asthma and allergies. She's now 7 and takes multiple medications every day.
Wisconsin has an anti-smoking program for pregnant women called First Breath. Kathy Stewart is a UW assistant professor of obstetrics gynecology who works with the program. She says mothers get encouragement to quit at each doctor visit, but still may find it hard to do so if they live in a culture where smoking is the norm.
If everyone else is smoking, if dad is smoking, if grandparents are smoking, and you're in a community socially where smoking is acceptable, you're asking one person to change in a period when it's really a stressful time in their life. I mean, pregnancy is associated with a lot of change.
According to the UW-Milwaukee Center for Urban Initiatives and Research, 13% of pregnant women in Wisconsin currently smoke. The national average is 10%. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.